In a world increasingly marked by uncertainty and division, the light we carry arrives as a deeply personal offering from Michelle Obama. The book doesn't present her as having all the answers, but rather as someone who has developed practical tools for navigating life's complexities. What makes this work particularly striking is how she transforms her unique experiences into universally applicable wisdom. Like a trusted friend sitting across your kitchen table, Obama shares intimate stories and hard-won insights about finding strength when everything feels overwhelming. Her approach isn't about grand philosophical statements, but practical strategies for maintaining hope and purpose when the world seems determined to extinguish both. When the pandemic hit, Michelle found herself staring at devastating headlines, feeling overwhelmed by global suffering. As a lifelong list maker and strategic planner, the sudden disruption left her adrift. It was in this low place that she impulsively ordered knitting needles online. Following YouTube tutorials, something remarkable happened. Her focus narrowed, and her mind experienced a splash of ease. The tiny, repetitive motions redirected her thoughts to a quieter mental space where clarity returned. This experience taught her that sometimes the big stuff becomes easier when deliberately placed alongside something small. When circumstances feel all-consuming, turning toward manageable physical activities can provide essential relief. Knitting offered the satisfaction of casting on to begin and binding off to finish, bookends of something finite and completable in an always chaotic world. As a child, Michelle watched scary movies with her brother Craig. While he saw costumes, she felt terror. Yet she persisted, developing comfort with fear, a skill that would serve her throughout life. The goal isn't eliminating fear, but coexisting with it. Courageous people aren't fearless. They've learned to be comfortably afraid, using nerves as guidance rather than barriers. Avoiding the unfamiliar only limits growth. When Barack announced his presidential run, Michelle faced intense anxiety. Rather than refusing change to preserve comfort, she examined her fears and broke them down into manageable pieces. For those seen as different, whether due to race, ethnicity, body size, gender, queerness, disability, or other attributes, feeling unseen can be a constant struggle. Michelle's first experiences with difference weren't about race. In her neighborhood, being Black was ordinary. Her height set her apart, defining her as the tall girl during school activities. This heightened awareness can overshadow self-knowledge, creating what W.E.B. Du Bois called a double consciousness, constantly seeing yourself through others' eyes. Michelle has a friend named Ron who greets himself in the mirror each morning with, "Hey, buddy." This simple ritual demonstrates self-compassion at work. For many people, especially women, the mirror often becomes a place of harsh self-judgment rather than kindness. Ron's greeting is profound, transforming potential self-criticism into a moment of compassion. It's not an assessment of appearance or worth, but a choice to begin with kindness. This mirrors Toni Morrison's insight about children entering a room, how they look to see if your face lights up. Morrison realized that despite loving her children deeply, they first saw her critical face checking their appearance, sending messages about conditional acceptance. Such genuine expressions of gladness are rare in our achievement-driven world, where worth is measured through grades, performance, and social media. Yet when someone shows authentic joy at our presence, like Obama's third-grade teacher Miss Seals, it leaves an indelible mark. Obama now practices this approach, replacing self-critical thoughts with more tender ones each morning. Michelle approaches friendship with intense dedication, earning drill sergeant teasing for her methodical planning of group activities. For her, friendships are both commitment and lifeline. During the White House years, she hosted girlfriends at Camp David for health journeys, 3 daily workouts, and strict dietary rules. Her friends dubbed these boot camp and negotiated for indulgences like steak and wine. She believes success requires solid friendships built on mutual investment. These bonds have relieved pressure on her marriage, as she and Barack never expected to be each other's everything. For those who live with differences, safe spaces are essential. Your kitchen table is where you can remove your armor and process challenges, a sanctuary where you can finally breathe. How do we become adults with real relationships? Through learning from mistakes and rising after falls. Michelle hopes her daughters will build their independence before commitment, knowing their worth before sharing their life. People often ask how Barack and Michelle maintain their 30-year marriage. They're opposites. He's a night owl who cherishes solitude. She's an early bird energized by crowds. Yet between them exists an unshakable commitment. After 33 years, their essence remains. She's still the practical striver from Chicago's South Side. He's still the idealistic dreamer with a perpetual book nearby. Their bond has deepened through campaigns, presidency, public scrutiny, and personal challenges. While many young people master casual connections while avoiding vulnerability, Barack stood apart, direct and certain about his interest in Michelle. His emotional honesty was revolutionary in its clarity, making him deeply attractive beyond the physical. When Barack ran for president, right-wing media recast Michelle's passionate advocacy as inappropriate anger, portraying her as a fire-breathing monster. Her phrase, "going high," first used at the 2016 Democratic National Convention, came from a family motto about maintaining integrity when others lost theirs. Going high isn't about ignoring injustice. It's about converting emotion into meaningful action. It demands setting boundaries, ignoring critics, and persisting when others grow cynical. As John Lewis said, freedom is not a state, it is an act. In our digital age, we've mistaken convenience for retweets and likes for true activism. Finding stability amid uncertainty requires discovering our purpose. Small actions matter profoundly. Voting, helping neighbors, volunteering, speaking against injustice. These acts become instruments of our visibility, proving we matter in this unsettled world. When darkness feels overwhelming, remember that each of us carries inner light as tools for navigating uncertainty. Obama saw this with Chicago students during the pandemic. Whether dancing, memorizing Hamilton lyrics, or volunteering, these actions built confidence and purpose, showing how small steps help move from "it's all too much" to "I've got this." Obama's father, despite his noticeable limp, would say, "No one can make you feel bad if you feel good about yourself," and lived this truth unburdened by others' judgment. Michelle learned to view her fearful mind as a permanent but manageable companion who catalogs every criticism. Rather than fighting this inner critic, she granted it space. When negativity surfaces, she addresses it directly. "Oh, hello, it's you again. Thanks for showing up. But I see you. You're no monster to me." By embracing small actions, accepting fear, and transforming challenges into purpose, we illuminate paths for ourselves and others. Your light matters. Carry it with intention and watch how it grows.